Hare Krishna. We'll read from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 12, text 135, the cleaning of the Gundicha temple. Because today, this is famous festival in our Vaishnava tradition. Today is also Disappearance Day of Srila Sachananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit's Disappearance Day. Especially all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, many devotees you can see today in Gundicha temple, cleaning the Gundicha temple. And Prabhupada, given a nice commentary about the cleaning of Gundicha temple. We'll read something from Prabhupada's purport, then we'll discuss something. Imata puradwar age jat age pathayat sakala sudhila taha kevarni bekata. Translation. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed. And no one could tell exactly how this was done. Purport. In commenting on the cleaning of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally giving instruction on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first clean the heart as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikhyastakam, Cheto Darpanam Archanam. In this age, everyone's heart is unclean, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Hrudayantustuhi Abhadrani. To wash all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises everyone to chant Hare Krishna mantra. The first result will be that the heart is clean. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 1-17 also confirm that statement. Sranatam Sukatham Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hrudayantustuhi Abhadrani Vidunoti Srutsatam. Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, super soul, everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotees, clean the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of a devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. If the devotee at all wants to clean his heart, he must chant and hear the glories of Lord Sri Krishna. Sranatam Sokatham Krishna. This is simple process. Krishna himself will help clean the heart because he is already seated there. Krishna wants to continue living with the heart, and the Lord wants to give the direction. But one has to clean his heart. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple. And this is also a long purport, and also this is a big topic, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this particular day, today, just before, one day before Ratha Yatra, consult with the devotees how to clean Gundicha temple where Jagannath will stay for Ratha Yatra more than 9 days. The Mahaprabhu personally with the devotees with 100 blooms and 100 pot cleaning the temple personally. And Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada mentioning in his purport, one has should receive the Lord Krishna's supreme personality of Godhead within one's cleans and pacified heart. Heart should be clean. Our heart is contaminated. In contaminated heart, if the heart is full of material desires and other thoughts, dupliciousness, no simplicity, we can't get some taste from devotional service, from chanting, from hearing. Most important thing, to make heart clean, Prabhupada mentioning, cheto darpana marjanam, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mind should be in peaceful condition. Should be clean. Just like clean water. You can see clean water. You can see your face. Reflection of your face. Clean water. It is useful for drinking. Mind should be like that. Because material world is such a place, at every moment, mind is always agitated by material objects, material thoughts. Even you don't want, many thoughts is still coming. Who don't want peace? You don't want peace? You want peace. Everyone wants peace. But why agitation is coming? Why fear is coming? Bhaya ditya abhinivesa syat. 11th canto, Bhagavad Dharma. Why fear is coming? Why other desire is coming? We have second, what you call, abhinivesa? Second desire. Second thought. Our first business, how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna. This is our first business. We are coming to this material world for this business. We are not coming to material world just to create maya sansar. No. We are coming to this material world special in human form of body just for devotional service. We have no other business than that. Why maya creating such a business? Because we are not attached to Krishna. We are not involved in Krishna service. We have no attachment. We have no love. Therefore, maya giving is chance. Okay, better if you don't want to serve Krishna, serve me. And when maya just giving heavy kick, heavy, what do you call it? Then we are crying. Still, maya giving such a heavy kicks, still we are not crying. How many people are crying? Suffering, whole life suffering. Still they are not crying. When someone understands his own position, then he can cry. We are crying for maya. We are crying for material objects. We are not crying for Krishna. We have many problems. We have many problems. Why small child crying? When he has some problem, he crying. Nearby mother. Children don't know what is problem. Mother knows his problem. How to solve it? Children don't know. Child don't know. Mother knows. In our life, we are facing many problems. Still many problems waiting also. What will happen tomorrow, we don't know. But still we are not crying. This is our unfortunate condition. Prem Vibarta. Jagadananda Pandit mentioning. Brahmande brahmite kon bhagyavana jan sadhu sange nija tattva bhagatahan. He is a fortunate person. When he associates with sadhu, he can know his own position, his own situation, who I am. Still we are not conscious about that. who I am, what is my business, why I am coming to this material world. Still we are not conscious. We are conscious? Little consciousness. When we are associated with sadhu, when we are chanting, when we are reading, when we are hearing, little consciousness is coming. Then just when we are engaged in our own business, forget our own spiritual consciousness. Totally material consciousness is coming. This is not our business. He is a fortunate person. By associating with sadhu, he can know his real position. Sadhu sanghe nija tattva avagatahan. Nija tattva janiyar sansara na chay. Kene ba bhajilu maya kare hai hai. Then he can cry for Krishna. Crying for Krishna is not easy. Everyone crying for maya. We are suffering. We have many unwanted things. Prabhupada here mentioning so nice purport. Mahaprabhu just by cleaning the Gundichan temple, collecting grasses, straws, sands, cleaning 2 times temple, collecting all dirty things. Even Mahaprabhu personally with his garment, with his chadar, cleaning the throne of Jagannath Singhas, Jagannath's throne, cleaning personally. We should clean our heart. Heart should be pure, spotless, cool. Then Krishna will come and sit in our heart. Heart is like a throne. We are putting so many things, so many unwanted. This is called anartha, Prabhupada mentioning here. This is anartha nibruti. To see Krishna first, we have to clean our heart. Therefore, Rupa Goswami is saying, anya vilasitam sunyam. Don't think we are desiring something that will help in our Krishna consciousness. If we get money, if we got house, if we get wife, we will get something, then our problem will solve. Then we can cultivate Krishna consciousness. This is not true idea. Krishna consciousness is different. Material object is different. Just like a small children or a small child is crying. Why he is crying? Mother forcing him. You just study. He is crying. But he said, no, I will cry, but I don't want to read. He is crying. Mother is beating, but he don't want to read. Then another process. Mother just giving one. You call it toffee or some sweet. Why mother is giving sweet? To pacify. How he will read? Mother is not giving enjoyment. We are not chanting Hare Krishna. We have no interest. We are not developing our interest for Krishna consciousness. Our main business. And rather we are performing Krishna bhajan, we are crying for maya. Therefore, Maya is saying, okay, just take this car, money, service, wife, whatever you want, just take it, enjoy. Because you are crying. Therefore, Prabhupada used to say, Maya is doing a thankless job. Although same time giving some enjoyment and same time giving a heavy kick, heavy loss, still we are not understanding. This is unfortunate persons. Those are unfortunate persons. Even they are associating with sadhu, they can understand their own business. And Prabhupada here very elaborately describe all these things. How to clean the hearts. Mahaprabhu always appreciate these devotees. Those are helping Mahaprabhu for cleaning the Gundicha temple. More someone just accumulating straw, sands, Mahaprabhu praising them. You understand? If someone is very serious and always engaged in Guru Krishna service, more we engage in Shravan and Kirtan and service, we can kick out our anarthas. We have no strength actually to kick out all these anarthas. Unless we engage in Shravan and Kirtan and Seva, we have no strength. Straw, grains of sands, this is compared to economic development. This is also what you call dirty things in our heart. Economic development. How can I just, what you call it? If I will get money, then I can solve my problems. This is very prominent idea all over the world now. Even Indian people before, their first business was religious activities. Now Indian people, their idea is also changed by influence of Western civilization. Everyone searching for money, 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 money. Money. Brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Only money. Economic development is compared to straw and grains of sands. As Mahaprabhu just cleaning the Gundicha temple, they keeping all these things and showing to devotees, you saw how I am just cleaning the temple. We should not be very hanker to develop our economic conditions. It is already fixed. And special for devotees, one, what do you call, moral instructor mentioning, ahar achadanam chintam brutha kurvanti vaishnava. If someone is Vaishnava, someone is devotee, but thinking about his, what do you call, his cloth, money, and his feeding, actually he is not a Vaishnava. Useless thought. Brutha kurvanti vaishnava. And Krishna Swarnam is Vishwambara. Jesam Prabhu Vishwambara. Katham Bhaktan Upakhyate. His master is Vishwambara, who is maintaining the whole world. Why Krishna is not maintaining us? Krishna will not maintain us. We have no faith. Rather, we are performing Krishna bhajan. We are always hankering how to develop economic development. This is also unearthed, unwanted things. Straw. Grains of sands. When we are not associating with sadhu, we are not performing Krishna bhajan, not hearing Krishna katha, rather we are always involving ourselves. How to develop our economic condition. We are in a more precarious or dangerous condition. All when economic condition are you get more money, then what will happen? More desire will come. Kama krodha cha jane laya phire nanastane visaya bhun jaye nanamat haiya mayara dasa kari nana abhilasa. Tomaro sarana gela dure. Narottam Das Thakur. Six enemies are in our heart. We are hankering for material objects, economic developments. Inside, lust, anger, greed, all these are there. And they are pulling us. Come to our side. When we are performing sadhu sangha, sadhu saying come to Krishna side. And when we are not performing sadhu sangha, maya saying come to my side. Condition soul just like in one position. Some maya pulling so much through these six things. Come to my side. Lust is saying come to my side. Anger is saying. Greed is saying. And forcefully, even conditioned soul don't want, still, all these six things, he's saying, take it and test it. Same material test in different form. Because conditioned soul is not developing attachment towards Shravan and Kirtan, Maya forcing him, just take this enjoyment. thousand of life before we have this relations with Maya. This is unorthodox, unwanted things. Mahaprabhu therefore cleaning Gundichan temple, showing us, just clean all these things from your heart. Straws, chants, this is economic development. Haya Maya Radas Karina Na Abhilas. Many desires. How many desires? One? Unlimited. Unlimited, every day unlimited desire. Unlimited means every day. Within one moment, how many desire coming? If you forget Krishna, immediately many desire. Okay, I'll go there. I'll do this thing. I'll do these things. Because we are now servant of Maya. Haya Maya Radas. Kari Nana Abhilas. Why many desire is coming? Because you are servant of Maya. If you become servant of Krishna, only one desire. How can I achieve Krishna Prem? How can I give pleasure to Guru and Krishna? Second desire means we are losing our spiritual life. Simple. We are coming to Krishna consciousness. Only we should have one desire. Have to satisfy Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad. Bas. Simple life. Don't make it complex. This way, this way, this way. No. We are devotee means our life is for Guru and Krishna's pleasure. If different desire is coming, that means we are losing Krishna consciousness. We have different interest, different idea. That means we are servant of Maya. And more desire coming to our heart, tumara smarana gela dure. More you forget about Krishna. Just like in our hand, we are chanting, in beads are there, we are chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But in mind, many desires are there. Then, we'll get something from chanting? No. Where is mind? Person is there. Mind is there, person is there. We may in temple, but if our mind is in our house, then we are in house. If mind is in desire, mind searching for material enjoyment, then we cannot achieve anything. Therefore, this economic development is compared, Prabhupada comparing here, economic development is compared to stray, straws and grains of sands. And Mahaprabhu also, by cleaning the Gundicha temple, collecting so much dust. So many dust. Cleaning the temple. In our heart, many dusts are there. Which one is dust? Fruitive activities. You see, when air is coming, dust moving here and there. And dust agitated by the whirlwind of fruitive activities. This fruitive activities. This is called karma kanda. For devotees, this is like Narottamdas Thakur mentioning. Karma kanda jnana kanda keval visara bhanda amruta vali aje bakhai. Nana joni sada phire kadarya bhakyana kare. Tari janma dhopate jai. We should not follow karma kandas. We are not karma kandas. We should not follow. We should not follow jnana kandas. Our process is a straight and simple process. We have to follow sadhu, guru, acharyas, Vaishnavas. This bhakti path. Karma kanda and jnana kanda is compared to a pot in where poison is there. This fruitive activity, this like dust. How can I acquire more? Like pious activities, fruity activities, pious activities. Like charity. You can see. Many people in India, they have these ideas. But 11th canto, Krishna mentioning to Uddhavas, devotee does not require separate endeavor to acquire all these fruitive activities, fruitive results. Everything is in bhakti. Everything. Like you can see in India, many festivals are there. They are going, every month they are going to different places. You know Kumbha? Kumbha Mela? How many people going? 70 million people. I can acquire some pious result. But this is not our Siddhant. We are going to Kumbh Mela, just distributing for books. Prabhupada saying, we are for preaching purpose we are going there. We are not following karma kandas. Yat karma bhi yat tapasa jnana vairagyata ascadajyat yogena dana dharmena Sreyo bhi itare yapihi yat karma bhi yat tapasa yat jnana bhi. Whatever result you can achieve from astrology, from yogas, even from yogas, like Ashtanga yogas. People are following Ashtanga yogas. We are not following Ashtanga yogas. But the result of Ashtanga yoga, results yat karma bhi, result of pious activities, jnana bhi, result of jnana, and vairagya, renunciation. Yogena, dhyana dharmena, result of meditation, result of other religious activities, and whatever result, pious result, mentioned in Karma Kanda, sarvam madhbhakti yogena, madhbhakto labhate anjasa, swargapavarga madhamam, kathan siddhi jadivanchati. 11th canto, Krishna saying to Uddhava, whatever pious result devotee want, everything is in my bhakti. Sarvang magbhakti yogena. Everything is in Krishna consciousness. Madbhakta labhate anjasa. It is very difficult to perform austerity in Kali Yuga. What austerity you can perform? No, you can't do anything. But everything you can achieve easily, anjasa, madbhakti yogena. If you perform another devotion service towards Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can achieve everything. Swarga, apavargam, madhamam. If you want to go to heaven, it is also possible. If you want liberation, it is also possible. Madhamam. If you have desire to achieve my abode, Vaikuntha Lok or Golok Vrindavan, you can also achieve only by Bhakti Yoga. The dust is compared to the material benefits. We are devotees. We should not hankering for material benefits. Like always calculating about loss and profit. Loss and profit. This is not our life. Who is owner? Owner always calculating loss and profit. Who is our owner? Krishna. Krishna is owner. Why we calculate? We should not calculate about loss and profits. Material benefits, this is compared to dust. And sands, impersonal, speculations, speculative knowledge, yoga, all these are compared to sands. Prabhupada mentioning everything. This is like today's Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Disciples Day. Bhakti Vinod Thakur on Chaitanya Charitamrita comments. His commentary is called? Anubhasya. Amruta Prabhava Bhasya. And Prabhupada mostly all his commentary from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. This Amruta Prabhava Bhasya. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this sand, impersonal speculation. We have to follow only Krishna Bhakti. If you don't follow Krishna Bhakti directly, then everything will come to our mind. Speculation, speculative knowledge, yoga, All these are sands, like Mahaprabhu collecting sands by cleaning the temples. This compared to sand. By performing Krishna Bhakti, we can achieve everything. Krishna, Krishna Bhakti hai abhidheya pradhana Bhakti mukhya nirapekhya karma yoga jnana. Karma yoga jnana, they are under bhakti. They are under bhakti. They can't give any separate result without bhakti. A devotee should be convinced on that statement, on that siddhantas. All these are sands. Why Mahaprabhu cleaning two times? Why Mahaprabhu cleaning two times the Gundicha temple? Anarthas, two types of anarthas. Gross anarthas and subtle anarthas are there. Unwanted things are there. We are not cautious about that. What is anarthas? Gross anarthas there. Mahaprabhu in Sanatana Sikhya, Arupa Sikhya compared to Upasakha. No. Name, fame, prestige, adoration. Jai Sri Radha Gokulananda Jiyo Ki Jai. All these are subtle anarthas. Often thinking of conducting business to improve devotional activities, it develops into misunderstanding. Just like our own plan and projects, how to develop. It turns to Prabhupada mentioning. It turns to jiva hinsana, puja, labha, pratishtha. This, all these are like upasaka, what do you call it in English? Words. Looks like bhakti. Looks like bhakti. But it's very difficult to discriminate. A general devotee or a newfound devotee can discriminate. What is different between bhakti seed and all these things? Unwanted things. It looks like bhakti. Very difficult. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning, Abhilasa chayam tad abheda diyam Asubham cha subham teja sarva idam Anukulataya priya sevanaya Bhajagodruma kanana kunja vidhum. Prabhupada used to say, from Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song and Narottam Das Thakur's song, you can achieve all secret of success. All Siddhantas, everything you can achieve. How so nicely mentioning. Abhilasa chayam tad abheda dhyam. Just see the whole world is expansion of Krishna. This should be our vision. This whole world. Asubham sudham subham cha teja sarva idam. Don't think this is pious, this is not pious. Inauspicious, this is auspicious. Like karma kanda, always they are following. This is pious, this is not pious. If in India you saw in their house they are painting many colors. This color is pious, this color is not pious. We are not auspicious. Yeah, this is auspicious. This is not auspicious. My English is not good. Please excuse me. This is auspicious. Nowadays in India, you can see in their house they are putting some fat man. Huh? I don't know who is that. They think if I will put there, then everything auspicious will come to my house. This is all nonsense ideas. We don't follow all these things. We don't follow. Our process is very sublime and very strict. Asubham subham cha teja sarva idam. What is auspicious and inauspicious? Krishna bhakti thake jadi kusala mangal. भक्ति बिना राजा है लेव अमंगल, चैतन भागवत महाप्रभु मेंशनिंग। ही मे बी ए किंग बट ही इज नॉट परफॉर्मिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस, एवरीथिंग इज इनऑस्पिशियस टू सच पर्सन, टू सच किंग। एंड इफ कृष्ण भक्ति इज देयर देन ऑल ऑस्पिशियसनेस इज देयर। देयरफॉर इन कर्मकांड ऑल्सो दे आर फॉलोइंग सेम थिंग, वेन एवर दे आर परफॉर्मिंग सम यज्ञ और सम समथिंग इमीडिएटली फर्स्ट दे आर चैंटिंग मंगलम भगवान विष्णु, मंगलम मधुसूदनम। इफ यू चैंट हरे कृष्ण, इफ यू परफॉर्मिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस, एवरीथिंग ऑस्पिशियस, एवरीथिंग विल कम। भक्तिमय ठाकुर मेंशनिंग सेम थिंग, टुडे हिज डिसअपीयरेंस डे, हिज मेंशनिंग सेम थिंग। अशुभम च शुभम च तत् सर्व इदम, जस्ट गिव अप। व्हाट यू थिंक दिस इज ऑस्पिशियस, व्हाट यू थिंक दिस इज इनऑस्पिशियस, जस्ट गिव अप दिस। व्हाट शुड बी आवर ड्यूटी? पीपुल आर कर्मी कर्मकांड, पीपुल ऑलवेज सर्चिंग व्हाट इज ऑस्पिशियस, व्हाट इज इनऑस्पिशियस इन माई लाइफ। अनुकूलतया प्रिय सेवनया भज गोद्रुम कानन कुंज विधुम। अनुकूलतया प्रिय सेवनया, व्हाट इज फेवरेबल फॉर कृष्ण, व्हाट इज फेवरेबल फॉर हिज डिवोटी, दिस शुड बी आवर ड्यूटी। हरि सेवक सेवन धर्म परो, हरि नाम रसामृत पान परम। ऑल एसेंशियल्स यू कैन फाइंड फ्रॉम भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर सॉन्ग्स, नरोत्तमदास ठाकुर सॉन्ग्स। व्हाट इज आवर ड्यूटी? हाउ कैन वी क्लीन आवर हार्ट? वी नोज ऑल दीज नेस्टी थिंग्स इन आवर हार्ट, यू डोंट नो व्हाट इज इन योर हार्ट, आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज इन माई हार्ट, यू डोंट नो। We know this is just like a great obstacles in our bhajan, still we have no power to kick out. Everyone know how he is suffering for this lust, anger, greed. Everyone knows how false pride is coming. Everyone knows, but they have no power to kick out all these things. How can we kick out? What should be our dharma? What should be our duty? Bhakti Mathakur mentioning. हरि सेवक सेवन धर्म परो, व्हाट इज व्हाट शुड बी आवर ड्यूटी? हरि सेवक सेवन धर्म परो, टू सर्व स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर। हरि सेवक, वी हैव टू सर्व टू स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर। प्रेम भक्ति जहां हैते अविद्या विनाश, व्हाई प्रभुपाद इंट्रोड्यूस गुरु पूजा इन इस्कॉन? ही नोज इन कलयुग दे कैंट परफॉर्म एनी साधन, even we have no power to chant 16 round. Sometimes you see 24 hour, only 2 hour we can't spend 2 hour constantly for Krishna. We are not ready, we are so weak, so weak. 22 hour for body consciousness, for body pleasure, we are not ready to give 2 hour for Krishna. This is our condition in Kali Yuga. Therefore, we introduce all these things. Guru Puja every day, every day. Every day we have to pray to Guru, Acharyas, Vaishnavas, please have our mercy, please have our mercy. We know we are not capable to clean, like Mahaprabhu cleaning the temple. We know what is our anarthas. We know very well. Who don't know? Everyone knows. But we have no power. हा हा प्रभु कर दया देह मोरे पद छाया एबे जस गोसूत्री भुवन, अनलेस यू सावर मर्सी आव नो पावर। प्रेम भक्ति जा हैते अविद्या विनाश जाते। यू कैन अचीव प्रेम भक्ति बाय वर्शिपिंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड अविद्या विनाश याते बाय हिज पावर ओनली यू कैन एबल टू किक आउट ऑल दीज अनर्थस। दैट प्रभु भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर मेंशनिंग हियर, हरि सेवक सेवन dharma paro. This is your topmost duty of a devotee. And here Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning, and also in another song,
Shuddha Bhakata Charana Reno Bhajananukula Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Premalati Karamula.
You may read all scriptures. Essence you can find. Nartundas Thakur's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. Essence. Therefore, our Dhara, what do you call it in English? Our dhara is called Bhakti Vinod Dhara. Line. Yes. Thank you. Our line. Although we are belongs to Gaudiya Parampara, but our line, our teachings, our Siddhantas. Because after Mahaprabhu, more than 300 years, just like all opposite Siddhantas, not proper Siddhantas, many Sahajyas come to Gaudiya Parampara. No one knows, came to know the, actually what is real Siddhanta in a Gaudiya. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur came, Seventh Goswami, he just write down own conclusions. After Mahaprabhu, after Goswami left, more than 300, block period. Many Apasiddhanta camps. Apasiddhanta, you understand? Many misunderstood. None understood what is real Siddhanta. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote more than 100 books. All full of Siddhantas. And essence of all Vedic literatures. Hari Sevaka Sevana Dharma Paro. And there he mentioning Suddha Vakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula. Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prem Latikar Mula. To serve a pure Vaishnava is the root cause of our prem bhakti. Root cause. Unless we serve a pure Vaishnava, we can't achieve anything. We can't able to kick out this anarthas. Therefore, he is mentioning here. Hari sevaka sevana dharma paro. Like Mahaprabhu cleaning the Gundicha temple, straws, sands, so many things. And two time, we have to clean all these things. We have to remind all these anarthas are there. We have to serve our spiritual master. By his grace only, we can able to clean our heart.
Harinamara samruta panaratam.
And always chant Harinam.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nati dainya daya paramana yutam. Bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum.
And when you perform devotional service to spiritual master, to a pure devotee, and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, just follow all these principles. What are they? Give respect to other. Be kindness. Be humble. Giving all these principles. Sometimes we are serving spiritual master. All these are unwanted. Unwanted things are there. Anarthas are there in our heart. Although we are serving, although we are chanting, but prideness is there. Prideness is compared to a lion. Moral instructors. In India, moral, many Sanskrit scholars, whenever I read their books, I remark, oh, they're so learned. Exposing our anarthas. What is inside our heart, they're just exposing. You see, this is your fault. Everyone praising us. Oh, you are a nice devotee, you are a nice devotee. Who expose you? Who expose our heart? Only two person. Only two. Sadhu and Shastra. If you read very carefully, you have to pray to Srimad Bhagavatam, pray to Shastras, then when you reading Shastras, Shastra reflect, hey, this is your fault. This is Shastra's mercy and sadhu. Sadhu knows heart. He just expose you. All these anarthas are there. And they are not only exposed, like karmi people, they are exposing us. Sometimes. They are not only just exposing us, also helping us how to eradicate all these anarthas. Dainya, we have to follow humbleness and be kind to others, give respect to others. And same time we have to serve spiritual masters. Then we can clean our subtle desires are there. This is compared to second cleaning, Mahaprabhu cleaning. Labha, puja, pratishtas, name, fame, prestige and adoration. Very powerful in Kali Yuga. And especially we are abhiman. What is called abhiman? Like, not proud. Feel themselves that I am qualified. I am very qualified person. Qualification is coming from Guru and Krishna. But we falsely thinking, I have this quality. No. This is compared to a lion. Just like in a forest, lion is there, he can kill all sort of small animals. Other animals he can kill. Destroy the whole forest. Whatever sadhana bhajan we are performing, if this abhiman came, that I am a nice devotee, I am a nice preacher, I am a nice... Then finish, everything finish. All these are unwanted things. Therefore, Mahaprabhu cleaning two times. Prabhupada, end of his purport, big purport, please you read very carefully. The Lord, end of the purport, the Lord was very pleased with those who would clean the temple by taking out undesirable things accumulated within. This is called anartha nivruti. Cleaning the heart of all unwanted things. Thus the cleaning of Gundicha temple was conducted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to let us know how the heart should be cleaned and suit to be received Lord Krishna and enable him to sit within the heart without disturbance. If someone's house disturbance is there, you want to go there? You want to stay there? No, disturbance is there. If in your mind, in your heart, some disturbance is there, what is disturbance? What is disturbance? Just like water. If water is always, what do you call it? Going up and down, rippling. Then, you can't see the dust. Or muds, they are also moving within this water. They are not going to settle down. Huh? No, it once it become, what do you call? Trickle, calm. Then unwanted things go down. Unwanted things go down. When you chant nicely, serve nicely, then the unwanted things go down by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And when disturbance they are in your mind, who creating disturbance? We are blaming others. Oh, this is going disturbance. This is no. Who creating disturbance? Our mind, unpurified mind, is hankering for desires, hankering for material enjoyments. Therefore, desire is coming. When desire is coming, creating disturbances. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Anya Vilasitam Sunyam. Sunyam. Zero. Zero. And one of his statements, Prabhupada mentioning, when you are eating, sleeping, mating, and depending, it becomes to zero, then you are eligible to go to Golok Vrindavan. Eating, sleeping, mating and depending, it becomes zero. Then we are eligible to go to Golok Vrindavan. Prabhupada mentioning. So we have many desires. These desires are unwanted things. This is anartha nivruti. आदु श्रद्धा तत साधु संग तत भोजन क्रिया तत अनर्थ निवृत्ति निष्ठा तत रुचि तत आसक्ति भाव. वेर इज प्रेम? बट वेर वी आर नाउ? वी आर नॉट सर्विंग सीरियसली, नॉट प्रेइंग सीरियसली, वी आर नॉट गिविंग स्ट्रेस ऑन साधु गुरु स्टेटमेंट. एवरी डे वी आर रिसाइटिंग गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य, बट वी आर नॉट गिविंग सो मच स्ट्रेस. दिस इज अवर एम एंड ऑब्जेक्ट in our life, how to please spiritual master, how to please previous acharyas. If we forget all these things, we are busy in other activities. That is also anartha nibhruti. That is also anarthas, unwanted things, that creating disturbance in our mind and heart, so that we can allow Krishna to sit on our heart. Therefore, Mahaprabhu cleaning, two times, Gundicha temple. Personally cleaning. Big Leela. How Mahaprabhu is cleaning. How he appreciating the devotees. If someone is not cleaning nicely, Mahaprabhu criticize him. Mild criticism. Not heavily. Why you are not cleaning so nicely? This should be our duty. We are coming to Krishna consciousness to purify ourselves. We will try from our side and Guru Krishna will help us. If you are serious, Guru Krishna will help us. They are ready to help us. But we are searching for material enjoyments, many desires, this creating problem. So thank you. Hare Krishna.